We're still praying for all members of Shouts of Grace Center and all members of Kisses and Ox Club. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14, it said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." And that is what we are praying right now. Strength by might, strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost in the inner man. You see, this strength can be supplied, because it said in verse 16 that it will grant you, it can be granted, it can be released, it can be given. So we're going to lift up our voice. We're going to lift up our voice over every member of Shout of Grace Center, over every member of Kisses and Us Club, that God will grant unto us, according to the riches of his glory, that we be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in our inner man. You see, because it's from your inner man that strength will be supplied to, and that is where ideas will come from. Ideas that will rule this world. Business ideas that will overtake this generation. Ideas that you need as a pastor for a church, as an assistant pastor. All those ideas will come from your inner man. But if the inner man is weak, it's a weak signal. It can't pick sufficiently from God. But if the inner man is strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost, you are going to be at par. You are going to be at your rhyme. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. We ask for it according to the riches of his glory, that we be strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost in our inner man. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for every member of Shout of Grace Center and every member of Kisses and Us Club in the name of Jesus. We ask for it. The Spirit of Oshalaba, that we are strengthened by might, by the Holy Ghost. We are strengthened with might.